We're asking today why mosquitoes bite some people more than others. Why are they attracted to some more than others? And to do this, we are joined by an expert on the line, Dr. Matthew Bulbert, an entomologist, get it out there, and honorary senior lecturer in animal behaviour at the Macquarie University. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very good. I love that energy for a Wednesday morning. Now, I have to ask, why do mosquitoes bite some people more than others?
Yeah, so it's a range of factors. So there's a trifecta of cues that mosquitoes use to detect their quarry, which is us. And it starts with long-distance detection using carbon dioxide, and that's the common gas that we exhale when we breathe. So they can actually detect that. And there are certain circumstances in which we might produce more carbon dioxide, such as, if we're exercising, for instance, we're breathing more regularly, so there's carbon dioxide coming out. Or maybe if you're a large individual, just the resting metabolism, the carbon dioxide is produced more. So there are certain circumstances that may lead to, mosquitoes detecting that more so. So that's one stage in which there can be a slight distinction. But then it sort of gets, when they're getting closer, they then detect things like thermal temperatures. So they're looking for a particular temperature range. But the one thing that really sets things apart is actually to do with body odor. And
right.
Mosquitoes can detect certain, they love these volatile fatty acids that are found on our skin. And we can have different unique blends of these fatty acids on our skin because we've got different bacteria. Each individual has different populations of bacteria on our skin that break down the waste products that we find within our sweat or that are secreted onto our skin that produces these volatile fatty acids that mosquitoes are actually attracted to. So it's been suggested that some people produce more of these fatty acids than other people, and hence they're much more attractive to mosquitoes. And this idea sort of come from a sort of study sometime in the 70s, which is a fun study, which they found that some bacteria are actually attracted to the smell of Limburger cheese.
What?
Yeah, I know. So totally out there.
It's very specific.
Yes, indeed. But what they found is that Limburger cheese, the bacteria that's used to culture it, is the same bacteria that actually produces the foot odour. And the mosquitoes that were attracted to it, the Anopheles, which are the ones that also spread malaria, they tend to target the body around the feet and the ankles. And so they are attracted to that scent. Whereas other mosquitoes weren't attracted to the cheese at all, and they target other parts of the body. So there was kind of this already a link suggesting that maybe there's something to do with what the bacteria are doing that's leading to the attraction. And they did subsequent studies where they've got volunteers that have done exercising and got all sweaty, and they sterilised that sweat, and the mosquitoes weren't attracted at all. But as soon as they added bacteria to it, mosquitoes were attracted. So currently there's sort of, in the last sort of 10, 15 years, there's been quite a large focus on skin microflora that's found, bacterial combinations in our skin. And they've found that individuals that have sort of high abundance of bacteria but low diversity tend to be more attractive than ones that have a higher diversity of bacteria.
So knowing this information of what mosquitoes are attracted to, how can we use this to our advantage and prevent mosquito bites? Am I holding my breath and making sure I am clean 24/7?
I don't recommend you holding your breath. It's not worth it. look, a lot of the stuff that's sort of been found, I mean, it's hard to sort of design something that technically it's going to put everyone on the equal base. In terms of, protecting yourself with mosquitoes, it's really actually down to some very fundamental things. I mean, the first thing is just covering your skin, definitely during periods in which mosquitoes are most active, and they're crepuscular, so they tend to be more active around dusk and dawn, mostly dusk. and avoiding those time periods. And if you can't cover up your body, then using well-researched repellents such as DEET to cover those skin areas. So, I mean, those kind of things are fairly stock standard. I mean, even if you are one of these lucky people that don't get bitten as much, it actually only takes one. If you're in a disease, an area where mosquitoes carry disease, it only takes one mosquito to actually transmit that disease. So, yeah, it's not a superpower so much.
Absolutely. And it is a really important issue because there are definitely diseases transmitted by mosquitoes. But on a lighter note, I want to end the interview by asking you what your favourite fact is about mosquitoes. What's the fact that you bring out during the parties?
During the parties? Well, yes. Well, actually, the one that I really like, though, is that we have this impression that mosquitoes they just target us. There's actually around over 3,500 described species of mosquitoes worldwide, and only very few of those actually feed on humans. And in fact, a lot of them feed on other animals, or they just don't feed on blood at all. So that's kind of a curious fact. But one of my favourite ones is there is a mosquito that specialises on leeches.
Oh, gosh.
And I think that's ironic.
Yeah, that is pretty much the highlight of irony there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so now you all have a fact that you can share with your workmates at the water cooler at social distance.
Yeah, right.
Oh, dear. Thank you, Matt, so much for joining us and telling us all about it.
No worries. Thank you for having me on.